In the name of the one living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Mark 4:39. The Sea of Galilee was and continues to be notorious for its storms. They literally come out of the blue with terrifying suddenness. The ravines formed by the Golan Heights to the east and the eastern edge of the Carmel Range on the northeast act as a funnel for the winds descending from the heights of Mount Hermon through the Rift Valley and down to the Sea of Galilee. A few years ago, our pilgrimage group was staying over in Tiberias on the western bank of the Sea of Galilee, and we observed such a storm descend on the lake. It was whipped into white caps in a very short period of time. And these storms caused the fishermen on the lake a good deal of concern, for their small boats could easily be swamped by the waves. This is the type of storm that's depicted for us in our reading in Mark today. Jesus was in the stern of Peter's boat, a position reserved for a guest who may be using the boat as a means of conveyance to the other side of the lake. He was tired from a full day of preaching and teaching and healing, and he fell asleep on that seat. And the storm must have been severe because the disciples, most of them being seasoned fishermen, were afraid for their safety and for his. Jesus awakened. He awakened to their cries of panic, and he rebuked the wind and the sea, and it became calm. It's interesting to note that the words that Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves are exactly the same words he addressed to the demon-possessed man in the first chapter of Mark's gospel. "Peace, be still." The people of Jesus' time believed that the same evil demons that possessed people were also at work in the realm of nature. Now, if we take this story in a literal way only, we're missing the point. If it describes no more than a physical miracle in which an actual storm was still, it's a very wonderful and something to be marveled. But it's something which happened and cannot happen again. It's external to us. If we read it in a more symbolic sense, it's far more valuable. When the disciples realized the presence of Jesus with them, the storm became a calm. And once they knew he was there, fearless peace entered their hearts. The voyage of Jesus was to voyage in peace, even in a storm. This is a universal truth. It's not something which happened once. It's something that still happens and which can happen to each one of us. In the presence of Jesus, we can have peace even in the midst of the wildest storms of our lives. The storm I witnessed on the Sea of Galilee was still holding sway when our tour bus pulled up to the dock for us to board the boat on which we were to sail and then celebrate the Eucharist in the middle of the lake. As we set sail, there were still some small white caps on the surface of the lake, and our people were urged to be seated so they wouldn't be tossed about. We finally made our destination about a half a mile from the shore, and I began to set the table for the Eucharist. The priest began the opening prayers and proceeded to the consecration of the bread and wine. And when he lifted the chalice and the host, the wind ceased, and the sea became like glass. It was calm. And all on board were amazed. Surprised. They were amazed by this phenomenon. But it assured us that Jesus was with us just as he had been with the disciples in their boat. Several years ago, A United States Coast Guard cutter was in port and scheduled to depart the next morning, a much bigger sea. The commander of the ship was complaining about the gale force winds, the rain, and the low visibility. And one of the crew members felt inspired to tell him, "I know the man who controls the weather." To which the commander replied jokingly, "Then tell him I want less than 10 knots and clear visibility." The next day, he got exactly what he asked for. That inspired crew member had prayed and felt the Lord say to him, "You can have whatever weather you want." Now that's answered prayer. And it sounds a little bit like today's gospel reading. In both stories, people turn to the Lord and a storm is calmed. But there's a difference. The disciples called to Jesus out of fear and anxiety. Our nameless crew member, on the other hand, believed that his faith could actually change the situation, thus inviting the Lord to step in and to act. This is the kind of faith that God wants us to have. We may feel insignificant, like David in the first lesson today. But he wants us to know that he is in the boat with us. And he will take care of us. So many times in my position as a chaplain, I met people who were dying and were anxious and afraid. They were afraid of what would happen to them when they die. The questions often arose: what will happen to me? Where will I be? Will my loved ones be okay without me here? How do I know? And after many visits and helping the person to understand God's purpose for us and his presence with us in all circumstances, many of these folks welcomed the peace they felt knowing that Jesus was with them and that they were and their loved ones would be cared for. They came to the realization that they could close their eyes in this life and open them in the next and see the glory of heaven. Most folks that I've been with at the time of transition to new life make that transition with peace and comfort and often die with a smile on their face. One word of advice I would leave with you: don't wait for the next storm to seek the Lord's help. It's better to get in the habit of inviting him into your situations when things are calm. Then, when the seas get choppy, you will turn to the Lord almost reflexively, and you will see his hand at work in your situation. Jesus can and will settle the storms in our lives if we but ask him.